tell me something good.
This is ABC Good News. I'm Tamara Wern. A petrol-fuelled party in the Southern Highlands has saved a group of teenagers from missing out on an important rite of passage. COVID has forced the cancellations of Year 12 formals across the state, leaving students feeling gutted and robbed of participating in this Australian tradition. But Michelle says her school in Barrel revved up their engines to pull off a COVID-safe drive-through formal.
We all lined up in the cars, the kids had their masks on, the teachers had music blaring, they went through the driveway and the teachers had presents for them all the way along. They had signs saying, you know, you've got this, and the kids elbow bumping the teachers. The last station before we drove out of the driveway, there was a bubble machine, and it was really, really beautiful.
A simple notion based on high-tech ideas found in science fiction has been helping connect families at a Sydney nursing home. The extended COVID lockdown has stopped Trish from visiting her sister Eileen at Ashfield Baptist Home in the Inner West. But Trish says a new two-way visiting pod has brought them together and has gone a long way to cure their loneliness.
But it's like a demountable, and they've put like a glass thing in the middle. So you go in one end, she goes in the other end, and you can have a visit. We just use our mobile phones. Yeah, we just put that on speaker and we talk to another, and, you know, I take her a coffee and they give it to her. And it was really good. It was really good. I think we both got a lot out of it.
An unsolicited call from a Sydney real estate agent has taken an unexpected twist. It included no mention of sales, commission or rent. Michelle at Wentworth Point lives alone and is usually very cynical about real estate agents. But she got the shock of her life when hers called out of the blue for a welfare check.
Just, I think real estate agents get a bad rap. And mine rang me up today because I live alone and said, is there any way they can do anything for me and reach out in terms of, because we're in a lockdown area, get shopping or whatever. I thought, that is amazing.
We're crossing now to our bureau in Sydney's northwest. Our correspondents from Kellyville North Primary School have been conducting in-depth investigations to uncover positive stories in their own lives. While learning from home, they've filed these good news reports.
I learned how to play chess. I've been practicing with my dad.
I started dancing again, which is very exciting.
My whole family got fully vaccinated.
My grandfather finally came home after being in hospital for the past 7 weeks.
I have a baby cousin and I'm really excited to meet her.
I started to play board games with my brother and it was really fun because he kept losing.
Also making news, Nicole is overjoyed. Her 13-year-old dog, Kelly, is jumping around like a puppy again after having eye surgery. 11-year-old Arlo from the Blue Mountains isn't wasting any time getting to his school holiday projects, building a chess set and Lego house. And Andrea from the Northern Beaches wants to thank the New South Wales Police Force for donating equipment to Special Olympics Australia. That was ABC Good News. There'll be more ABC Good News next week.
Tell me something good.